at the beginning of Pashas Pekudei. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu gives an accounting of all the Zav, Kesef, and Nechoshes that had been donated towards the Mishkan. And the Torah tells us exactly how much came in and what it was used for. And it makes sense, because after all, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the Baal HaBar, he wasn't the owner of the donations. These were gifts that were given by others. They were given for a holy purpose. And if you receive a gift that's given for a holy purpose, at some point you have to give an accounting to make sure that nothing was wasted, that everything was used for what it was designated for. Moshe Feinstein Zatzal tells us that there's a message. It's not only the donations to the Mishkan, the valuable donations of gold and silver and copper to the Mishkan that one has to account for. But in our own lives, we are also given gifts and donations. And we too need to make an accounting to make sure that the purpose for which we were given these gifts and donations, that it was used for the right purpose, and that nothing was wasted. Now one could say that this applies to the wealth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us. Baruch Hu grants a person wealth, so what does he use it for? But there's something much more valuable than wealth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Something much more valuable that we're going to need to make an accounting for. And what is that donation, that gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that's so much more important than gold and silver and copper? The answer is time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us time. And the question is, what do we do with it? The time could be short, the time could be long. The time could be 20 years, the time could be 120 years. But at some point, maybe not in our lives, but after our lives, we're going to have to give an accounting for what we did with the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. There's an amazing Ramban. The end of Parshas Chayisara, when Avram dies, the Ramban says partially about Avram, but more importantly about Yitzchak, or more precisely about Yitzchak. When Avram dies, the pasuk says, "Vayomas Abraham b'seiva tova." What does it mean to be saveya? Satiated. When Yitzchak dies, the Torah tells us that he died zakein usva yamin. Usva yamin. He was satiated with his days. That's what it says about Yitzchak. Says the Ramban, "Shesavah nafsho b'yamim." He was satiated with these days and he had no regrets about missing anything. To live for 180 years. Times that by how many days there are per year. And to look back on your life and say, I didn't miss anything. I didn't waste anything. Even for the others, that seems to be an amazing thing. We all need to give an accounting for our years, for our days, for all the time that we have. Baruch Hashem, you're young. And when you're young, Kedaka Shalala and Bezus Hashem, You're 18, 19 years old. Blessed Hashem, you'll have another 101, 102 years. And maybe have some shana. So a person doesn't always think when they're so young about, you know, the time that they may have wasted. That's something to file away for the future. Future, I have to make sure I do something with the time that God has given me. But there is a certain time that you've been given that's a little bit more pressing. A little bit more something that you need to deal with right now. 7 months ago, approximately, you were looking forward to arriving. Becoming for your year in seminary, your year in Eretz Yisrael, your year in MMY. And this is Hashem, you're looking forward to it. It's going to be a gewaltige year. It's going to be a great year. It's going to be a wonderful year. And to a great extent, I hope that's proven true. But I remember banquet. That final dinner at the end of the first year of MMY. There was one girl in particular, as the banquet was coming to a close, she started crying. Okay, you know, it's everybody saying goodbye, it's always a tearful goodbye at times. But she was crying a little bit more than usual. She started saying, why is she crying? Because the year's over, and she felt like she wasted the year. What was interesting was she was a very good girl. And if you had asked me, I wouldn't have thought that she wasted the year. She's a good student. But the year went by so quickly, and she came with various dreams and aspirations. And it didn't exactly pan out, like everything she wanted to accomplish didn't happen. That's something more to think about now. Time at a Kodesh Baruch Hu, together with your parents' help, giving you to be here for this year. To what extent can we give a good accounting of that time? If you ask me who the most successful students here, or who will be the most successful students when they leave MMY after this year, I don't know. I'm not a Navi, I don't have a crystal ball. But I do notice something about certain students. I come into the Beis Medrash in the mornings at 8:33, for example. And someone's already sitting down in their place and starting to learn. That tells you something. Or somebody is here on a regular basis during the afternoon break. It's time to relax and time to do other things. But they're also trying to take advantage of the time that they have. But the students, when there's a little bit of a sense of batala going on in the Beis Medrash sometimes during the learning, and they're sitting there and they're reading along in the Maror Mekomos, and they're learning with the Charus despite some of the general noise that's going on around. But the people that I don't know about, because I leave at night, the people are here late at night, if the night Seder is over. These are people I think are going to feel more comfortable, and they're going to need to give an accounting for their time for the year in seminary. No one expects anybody here to be 24/7, to work on no sleep and nothing else. It's the Israel experience, and there's a lot to do. There's a lot to do even outside of Israel. And that's also important. But at least the time that's set aside and make use of what you should be doing here. See, for that we're going to need to give an accounting for. Some good news and some bad news. The good news is that Baruch Hashem, there's still about 9 full weeks of learning, in addition to everything else, but 9 full weeks of learning here in NMY. That's the good news. The bad news is that unfortunately there are only about 9 full weeks of learning left here in NMY. But you can make them 9 full weeks of learning, or 9 weeks, or 9 weeks. And those of you, I assume in many senses, most of you, who have really made use of the time, so, just want to be machazik, everybody. We approach the home stretch, not to lighten up. And for those of us who maybe haven't taken the full advantage of the time, you still have 9 weeks. It's still a lot of time to make use of. You could be proud of the time that you made use of. There's a cheshbon ha-nefesh that everyone's going to have to give lachamei v'asim shana. But there's another cheshbon ha-nefesh that you're going to give yourself invariably when you get on that plane in June to go. Make sure when you give yourself that cheshbon ha-nefesh that you'll be proud of the accounting that you have for the time.